waterproof. We were caging a crawfish. You know I'll be there. Me, yes, yeah. You know I'll be there. Oh, me, yes, yeah.
All right, you remember that one Rockin' Sydney. Me, yes, yeah. You remember that song? Talk about the frog in the water. And you remember the frog in the water?
Me, yes, yeah.
You know, a frog gets in the water. Or a fish in the water. They swim. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they never get water. Where? In certain places.
Come on, Chubby.
I'm waiting for Chubby to answer my comment on it.
He got me on that one. I'm thinking about it. Hey, what? Yeah, you're right. What places that he ain't gonna get no water? That's what I'm thinking. Well, he in the
but
pond.
If you listen to Rockin' Sydney,
yeah,
he said, "Man, yeah, share
right."
That something about frogs. And how society code is. But anyway, we're going to leave that one alone. I think we better leave that one alone.
I'm going to stick to that because, you know, the only time I involved frogs with Zydeco when we did some frog legs, fried frog legs.
Fried frog legs. Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
All right. Okay. Now, do you know anything about the red light special?
The red light special?
Yeah.
No.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. Good. I'll school you off the air on a red line special. Okay, here we go. Something by Coral Day. You remember this one right here? Do you remember this one, by the way? Coral Lil Pablo Day, the red line special.
Come on over, baby.
right, red light special coming up. And now this one right here, I know, Chubby, you're going to remember this one. Because this man right here made this one. And when he made this, and people always wondered, where did he get his ideas from?
Oh, man.
And how did he actually, how did he kept it up? You know, he kept it up everywhere he'd go. And talking about he recorded over and over and over. He recorded some selections throughout on our Hula Records. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's the late, great Clifton Chenier.
Of course. I know you were talking about that.
Yeah. And he said, one of them we're going to play right here. I woke up this morning.
I asked that to Lil Buck one time. I said, how Cliff come up with his songs, man?
That's right.
Because Cliff couldn't read or write.
No.
He couldn't read or write. But no. You know what he said? He said, I woke up this morning, he wrote a song.
Yeah.
It's on his mind all the time. And he basically tell his story about his life.
That's what the Zydeco was all about.
That's what it was about.
It should be. And your idea that we were talking off the set, and let me tell you, and we're going to pursue that some more. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about a man like this who couldn't read nor write, and I understand he wouldn't really practice that much.
He don't. He just pick his cornet up and play, yeah. And the band followed behind.
Followed behind.
And he said, that's it. Lil Buck said, man, Cliff pick up his cornet and whatever key he was in, he said, follow me.
That's right.
And that's how he wrote
and
his song.
And Lil Buck could tell you that, too.
He told me. I talked to Lil Buck about it, and he said, man, Cliff didn't wrote no song. We ain't practice, man. He just got up there, and he kicked up the song. He said, y'all follow me.
Just follow me.
Band jumped in. And what man, some beautiful music, huh?
Yeah, and he would look. They'd tell me he'd look back if you were out of beat. You'd look back like that, and you knew you were out of beat.
Uh-huh.
And you had better get back in the beat.
Fix it.
And the man could not, never had a lesson, not one lesson in music.
No, man.
And any instrument. And he picked this up. Let's listen to this. They woke up this morning.
But she's on me take home. You didn't be out my day. But she's on me take home. But if they close down, we'll have to leave them alone. If I can't pass on, we're fooling me. If I can't pass on, we're fooling me. But she's on me take home. But she's on me take home. But she's for me gone. But she's damn much to sell. But she's for me gone. But she's for me to sell. Oh,
Tell me, we got something coming up right here, too. Now, you're going to get your accordion, too, in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And we're having so much fun.
We yeah, we're having fun right now because, you know, you listen to the late great, you know, the... And the king of Zydeco, no question
and
about it.
Song,
would you have any reservations or questions about he keeping the crown until you come along?
Look, man, no, he's keeping the crown forever in my book and my eyes. Because that man did something that, I mean, me or nobody else could ever, ever do.
Ever do.
Because when he sit there and write a song, like I said, we had all these cheat slips, man. I can sit here and take my phone and just go and sing a melody in my phone. Clifton never had any of those twos. Mm-hmm. It's what came from his heart and that night of the show. When he took his little shot of Sikkim 7 or what he was drinking that night, CC.
Yes.
Follow me.
just follow me.
Follow me, man. And I'm telling you, when the little book told me, he said, when Cliff kicked off a song, man, we never knew what it was. Yeah. We never knew what key it was in. But Cliff surrounded himself around great musicians, man. And you know, when he kicked off a song, them bands were so talented to where they followed behind him. Whether the beat was, or whether it was a waltz.
Yes.
Or whether it was a blues. They heard that. Them guys got ears, good ears, man.
That's right.
No storybook, no theory, or nobody can ever sit there and write what those guys played back in the day.
No doubt about that. There's no question about that. And, as I listen to his music and on, and your father too as well, when you listen to the music like this, and where would they come up with these ideas, these thoughts and all of that, and the beat that they created and all of this? We're going to play one more from Cliff on this one right here, and I may be wrong. And, you know, sometimes we do things and we wonder if we're right or wrong. Why would he come up with a title like this, you know?
Well, that's
the Bow Down Club.
That's going to the Bow Down Club.
That's basically what my daddy told me, because I said, I asked him how you come up with these songs. It, depending on the day, man. You know, if what I was
depending
right or wrong,
on the day.
Or someone told me, my wife told me I did wrong today. It wasn't my fault. They said, and write about it. They said, son, I can't afford no psychiatrist. I'm going to sing my troubles away.
And I think that's what was one of the things that many of the old musicians, as your father as well, and of course Cliff,
Sampag,
and the rest of them, they sang how it depends on the condition of the day and their mind and their feelings
that
for that
song
day.
You played earlier, Don't Cry No More, by Cliff. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry no more.
Yeah.
You see what? He must have hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
So he came back and wrote about it. Don't cry no more, baby.
Yeah.
He wrote that song because
he did
something to some woman, and then he said, oh, no, that's a song.
And the one he produced on this one right here, talking about he's a farmer.
You see?
And how he lived and how he cut some sugar cane
that's
and all that.
A sugar cane farmer back
He said, we're going to take one step at a time in our life. And what he's going to do it, take one step at a time. Mama told me that things are going to happen like this. And you know what? I wouldn't listen to Mama.
You see that?
But I may be wrong. Let's play.
What?
All right. Oh, look, we getting the blues in here.
You had to do it to me, John. You had to do it to
look,
me.
Man, I had to do it to you this morning because, let me tell you.
Man.
Look, now this one right here, we got to play this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because every one of us had the same thought. All right, there's no doubt about it. You had the same thought. And Melvin just mentioned something earlier, too, but we can't put that on the air. But we're going to play this one right here. And I want you to. And see, look.
He's getting you in trouble, see, man.
Look, I don't want to get my buddy in trouble. And no question about it.
You saw his eyes? His eyes opened up. It's bigger than.
Say, what do you.
What did you say? His eyes got bigger than his lenses. Man.
What did he say? Now, I got to say good morning to my brother-in-law too, Loomis Sandry. I know he's listening to it this morning. I know he said, "What in the heck are they talking about this morning?" I know that, but anyway, this one right here, and Boozoo played it as well, but. This one, right here, I want you to listen to it. Now, why did he come up with this selection? Now, we're playing something by Cliff, and it's unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand that. This is unrehearsed. But we're going to play this one right here, and I want you to think about it, first of all, and see why did he actually play this and wrote this. He didn't write it because he just sang it, and someone else wrote it
right
as he sang it.
Right.
Listen to this.
N'est pas les cheveux dans ta tête, n'est pas la poudre dans ta figure. On pourrait aller en toi, on met ton naturel. On met toi naturel. Slip.
That was Mr. Butler called this morning. He just called and he said, look, we're creating a problem for him.
Uh-oh.
But he's enjoying the problem.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Because he says that it's bringing back a whole lot of memories in which he had never really sat down and thought about. Well, we're happy to be able to help you to generate some of the thought that you have about life and when it was, way back when it was enjoyable too as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole idea is what we do here.
You know, and that's where I told you, I said, man, my tradition, my heritage from Bebe Carrier, Calvin Carrier, mm-hmm. my grandfather Warren Carrier, and Roy, that tradition is fading away. And listen to this man. He says, man, this is great to hear that stuff because,
yeah.
you know, it was just good memories, man. You know, at the time when you're getting with your families, you know, the time that you share with your family. Now we don't have time to get with our families.
No.
We're on the go. No. We got so much to do. It's nothing. We used to get hooked up all the time on Sundays or some days, and we would sit and play music and eat some good food, visit with our folks.
That's what it was, you know. What I mean?
And if you look at that CD that you got in your hand right there,
mm-hmm.
Clifton Chenier, what you just played off of that little book told me, he said, when we walk into the studio, we play the dance that sad in Sunday afternoon. Clifton walk in the studio, the band asking, what we got, what's the name of the songs? What's the album? What is it going to be? Clifton said, I don't know. We're just going to go play.
We're just going to go play. That's what it was.
And he just created his music right there.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, John, Dad.
Hold on just a minute, man. I got to put you on here.
He
talk about you, then he tune you out. I can't understand
that. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna be right back right after those brief messages. We got to take a break right now, and we'll be right back right after this. So stay tuned right here.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Rayo Brothers and Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Greetings. Move to KRVS every Sunday night for 2 hours of hardcore classic Rasta reggae radio right here on Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 1 to 3, here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, let's see. Let's see if we own that, Melvin.
Am I on?
No, man. Let me see. Let me get you.
Yeah,
you're still not on in here? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that. I'm trying to figure this part out in here. You're going to have to come over here and straighten
you
this.
You just have to turn all four up.
All four of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got them up?
Yeah, I got them up.
Okay.
But I don't hear you.
You can't hear me. You got the button hooked over there?
Yeah, I got
studio?
The button. I got the thing on.
Studio?
Studio, talk studio.
Talk studio is up and you can't hear me.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
It's acid powerful.
No. Let's see.
Try it now.
Wait.
Is the red light on?
Do it again.
It's still on. 1, 2, 4, 5. Five seat. Aujourd'hui. The dead demand. Ça parle.
C'est pas là.
Oh, no, check.
We're having a little audio problems, folks, so we're going to get this fixed in a few minutes. You talk about him, you don't want to put him on the mic.
Yeah, what we're going to do is that we're going to play something in the meantime. I want to play something again. And we're going to play this one, and we're going to come back and try to make sure that we get this thing straightened out here. Yeah. I have it, Melvin.
Huh?
Hey, you put this back, you put this on, and, well, we're going to play, go back and see. Let's see now. He's supposed to be the master.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Am I on?
No.
No, we're having some problems with him, folks.
Yeah, you're not on.
Stand by.
Something is wrong. There's no question about that. There's something wrong there.
Well, we have that in the audio when we put
it. Yeah, we're going to play this one right here, and then we're going to come back.
Mm-hmm. de vestite curi. E moscone, moscone, e bonjour va bien fort. Tout la journée, mon vieux Jean, rien que pour toi. Et moi je connais, moi je connais. Et bonjour, va venir, moi, va venir.
John?
Yeah, okay.
We got a special thing today.
Yeah.
Special anniversary, 50 years, John, which I know you're getting close.
Who, me?
You're not getting close?
No.
Go ahead, John. You got to go home.
Oh, no, man.
Okay, all right. This is 50th wedding anniversary. I want to just say congratulations to them today, Mr. Alan Kale and Mrs. Dolores Singleton Kale. Want to congratulate them on 50 years of being together, and they have been together so long they even think alike. You know, after a while, you know, the conversation, people think that some people just quit talking. Mm-hmm. You know, that's because they all start thinking alike. So I see this, you see the same thing I see, because last time we saw it, I told you what I thought. So you become one mind, and just want to congratulate them. And I know 50 years of being with someone, that is definitely an accomplishment. They have four kids, Cheryl, Samantha, Terry, and Jermaine, and have 11 grandkids. And we just want to tell them congratulations. Have a beautiful family. You've done well, and you're able to celebrate today with each other, 50th wedding anniversary. So Chubby, who is a nationally known, not only locally known, but nationally known Grammy Award winner, is going to play a song for you, and this is straight off the cuff. So for those of you, we do have this recorded. So if you turn around and try to record what Chubby is doing today, you will get sued because we've already got it. So don't even think about it. Cut your recorders off, because it doesn't matter, because you cannot play this again. This is only for Chubby, and I'm sure he's going to record it himself because he's going to play it again. And we do need we do not have a song for wedding anniversary. And Chubby, you get the first opportunity to do that for us. Thank you very much.
Good. I want to make him dance a little bit of Exotico cha-cha.
Okay.
Okay.
happy. I tell you what, 50 years, John. You see, John, when you get to 50 years, you might have to play it a little slower, but that's okay.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute now. You don't. What? Hey, I still got it now.
Oh, yeah, you today. I mean, 50, how many more you got to go? One more? Two more?
No,
let me not put the pressure.
No,
I don't want to put no pressure.
No.
How long you got?
No, that's all right.
No, that's all right. You're not giving me my answer. Okay, we're not going to go there.
It's all right.
Okay, all right.
We just going to hang in there. That's all.
All right.
Yeah, I'm lost for words.
Well, we certainly want to congratulate them again, Mr. Allen Colley and Ms. Dolores Singleton Colley. And that was from Chubby to you. And saying congratulations on 50 years, Grammy man, playing for you. Not everybody can get that, but we certainly want to thank him for giving you that today because you definitely deserve everything that you get today. And this was a piece from Chubby and KRVS to you this morning saying happy 50th anniversary.
Years. That's wonderful.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. That's an accomplishment.
That's right.
Because it can be done.
Marriage don't – a certain marriage are now – in these days, in this day and time, do not last very long.
Absolutely.
And they said any time a marriage lasts any beyond the 5 years, it's going to last. But if it doesn't reach 5 years, you can forget
about it.
I
think he's really leading the Bow Down Club with 50 years of an accomplishment. He's definitely leading. He's leading the gang here.
But I don't think he's a Bow Down person.
Why you think that? He's been married 50 years, John.
I don't think so. It doesn't mean, that you have to be a bow down person. It's just that.
Well, you got one more to go. are you a bow down person?
Who, me?
Yeah. Go ahead. Say it. She's listening.
I run everything in my house.
I know she gave you permission, but that's okay. I know, but it's all good. Congratulations to you again. Yeah. And, John, let's talk a little bit about last Saturday. We had a great time in Metro Swallow.
Wonderful time.
Let's play something, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to play something by Chubby. Chubby, don't
go
away too far with that.
Oh, yeah. Break
okay.
time.
We're going to play something in memory of his father. Roy Carey.
Roy Carey.
Road Runner. Do you remember this? All right, that was something by Roy Chubby Carrier in memory of his father. And he said, Rockin' with Roy.
Yes, sir.
And Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. And that was Roadrunner on his latest CD that he produced. And, too, Chubby, I want to know, this gentleman right here started off Jean-Pierre. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Jean-Pierre?
Yeah, I remember him a long time ago, man.
Jean-Pierre. And he...
I haven't seen and heard from him in a long time.
No, and that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Where is anybody know where Jean-Pierre is? And if you do, give me a call here at 482-6991. We're going to play something by him. Because Jean-Pierre came in from France, and he started... He fell in love with Clifton Chenier's music. And one day, he was living next door to a gentleman that I knew. In White Subdivision, a little subdivision off of University, I think. And he called me and asked me if I'd go by his house to listen to his music, to see whether or not he was good enough to hit the circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just thrown backwards because I tell you what, this guy played with a lot of heart, a lot of conviction. Apparently, he had done his homework the music.
He came back and got all the CDs from Clifton and Rocket Doopsie, my father.
Yes.
I sat with him with that song that we just played, Blue Runner, and he said, man, where'd something like that come from? I said, well, see, those guys worked in the fields, man. That was the rice fields. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather and my cousin, Baby and Calvin, used to work in the rice fields. And that Blue Runner snake, you remember that Blue Runner snake?
That's right.
That snake used to run them boys in that field. Used to run them out in the field, John.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. The rice field and all that. And hey, them...
Then Blue Runners, man, they came. Then he come back home that night. They made a sauce pecan, and they played that song. And they said, we're going to call it Blue Runner because that snake ran me all out the right field.
But we're going to play something by Jean-Pierre. And if the last I heard, he was in Houston someplace. Yeah. But I don't know if he's still around or what.
No, I hadn't seen him in a long time.
But anyway, 337-482-6991, Jean-Pierre.
Tell me.
This one right here. Tell me, baby. What happened? What did I do to you?
Where'd you go last night? Tell me, baby. Oh, you just ain't treating me right. When I get close to you, you're pushing me away.
pictures and treated me wild. We'll be right back.
The Bow Man Jock.
58 minutes past 10 o'clock. Melbourne, we got the Waikiki Riders coming up.
The Waikiki Club. Man, it's been a while I heard that, you know, this used to be the man himself. Long Trail Riders, big man and company, trail ride August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, which is next weekend. Yeah. The Waikiki Club in Abbeville, Louisiana.
Actually, that's Grosseal.
Grosseal. You remember this was all Super Matt kind of stuff here. Super Matt, good morning to you, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. If you're listening to us, we wish you well. Friday, August the 2nd, free supper, 8 p.m. until music by DJ. Okay, Saturday, August the 3rd, mini ride beginning at 3 p.m., Barnyard Dance, 8 p.m. until music by DJ.
Just don't wear your special shoes.
Don't wear it because it's what's in the barnyard is what's in the barnyard. Sunday, August the 4th, the ride begins at 12 noon with DJ. And, of course, Keith Frank, the boss, will be there from 2 p.m. until, and this will be in, they got Abbeville, John, so I'm just going to read what it says.
Yeah, well, it says Abbeville, but that's actually Grosseal.
Okay. You've been there?
Yeah.
At the Waikiki Club.
The Waikiki Club, yes.
Okay. Plenty of food, fun, and excitement. Bring the whole family. Mm-hmm. Overnight campers are welcome. For more information, call Lawrence at 337-257-6654. Lawrence must be working by himself. He got one phone number.
Just sit around the house, do nothing.
You don't do nothing.
We'll be right back.
All right.
After those brief messages, stay tuned.